USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Only expected to be in the position for a few more days, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker is on Capitol Hill answering questions of a democratically controlled committee about what he may have told the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Whitaker says,
"At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation, or any other investigation."
The U.S. Supreme Court's blocking a law in Louisiana that would require abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Pro-choice advocates claim it would leave only one doctor in the state who could legally provide abortion. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with four liberal justices in the narrow ruling that put the law on hold while it's being challenged in lower courts. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
A deadly shooting at a port of entry shutting down a part of the U.S.-Mexico border last night near Nogales, Arizona. A Customs and Border Protection officer shot at a truck that was leaving the U.S. after the driver refused a stop order and then allegedly tried to run the officer over. The truck ended up on the Mexican side where border agents stopped it. The driver's body was pulled from the cab and a man who was riding with him was arrested. Democrats now on a quest to try to get the president's tax returns made public. Meanwhile, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says there is a proper way to get at the president's annual reports.
If Democrats want this president or future presidents to disclose more types of information, then fine. We have an annual financial disclosure. We can, by law, say to any president or candidate, look, we want to know more about this, and that's a way to do it the right way.
Brady was speaking on the Fox News Channel, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Johnson & Johnson is now planning to list the price of its medications on its TV commercials starting next month. It becomes the first drug maker to do so after President Trump issued a call for price transparency. The company said it will list the price as well as the likely out-of-pocket costs that patients can expect to pay. The Senate Finance Committee has invited executives from seven drug companies to testify at a February 26th hearing on the subject of high drug costs. Apple is thanking the 14-year-old Arizona boy who discovered a vulnerability in its FaceTime software by helping to pay for his college education. Grant Thompson of Catalina Foothills High School in Tucson discovered the flaw that allowed people to listen in on their friends even if a group FaceTime request was not accepted. His mother contacted Apple, which released a fix for the software on Thursday. And late baseball Hall of Famer and Orioles legend Frank Robinson is being remembered for his accomplishments on and off the field. The family of Orioles majority owner Peter Angelo says in a statement, Robinson's contributions to the O's and his work as an ambassador for Major League Baseball will never be forgotten. Robinson died yesterday after a battle with bone cancer. Frank Robinson was 83. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.